We're discussing Vena Gita, chapter 21 of the 10th canto, and we're on verse number 16. This is the same Brahma Samhita. This is describing the clouds, how the clouds have love for Krishna and are doing seva. Love means seva. Seva means love. So the gopis are glorifying all different sentient and insentient beings, rivers and devis and deer and birds and other personalities, and describing how they have so much affection and attachment, attraction to Krishna. Now they're more fortunate than we. So the fortune of a living entity is measured by attraction to Bhagavan, affection for Bhagavan, and seva to Bhagavan. So from the viewpoint of the gopis, everyone else has more affection, more attraction, and rendering more seva to Bhagavan than they themselves. Because all these other living entities are mentioning having some direct contact with Krishna by hearing or seeing, or usually both. Rivers are hearing and seeing him and feeling his feet in their water. And the clouds, we're going to hear about the clouds, how the clouds are showing their affection and seva and love for Krishna. So this is the idea. We appreciate the value of another living entity by how much affection they have for Bhagavan, how much seva they're doing, and how much they're near Bhagavan. So the gopis are saying the clouds see why they're very far away, and how they do any seva for Bhagavan. So the gopis are seeing how they're doing seva. So let's hear about that. Verse 16, chapter 21. Trishtratape Braja Pashun Sarama Gopai. Sancharyanta Manavena Mudirayantam.
Sancharyanta Manavena Mudirayantam.
Prema Pravedu Dita Kusumavali B.
Prema Pravedu Dita Kusumavali B.
Shakura Vyadat Savapusham. Buddha Atapa Patram.
Sakir Yada Savapusham Buddha Atapa Patram.
So, what does top mean? TAP.
Austerity?
No.
Top
means.
Dab.
Viraha.
What did you say?
Viraha.
Fire.
Heat.
Yeah. Ta means fire. T-A-P means fire. Tapasya. When you do tapasya, you get fired up. Try doing your job because you can see how hot your head gets in June. Your body. I can remember sometimes on Dwadasi, maybe some particular Dwadasi, we would stay up all night or somehow. There would be some harikata the next day on Dwadasi. And I was doing nirjal, And I was giving class, the boys were whispering among themselves because sweat was pouring down my body, my shirt was all wet. It wasn't that hot. There was so much heat generated in my body because of Nirjala Ekadasi, it was summertime. So they were saying among themselves, I think Maharaj is in Bob. He's giving you a sense of sway means heavy perspiration. So I said, I'm not in Bob, I'm burning up. Because I had a drop of water, and it's very hot. My heat mechanism, my body is all haywire, so now I'm sweating. The sweating is a way of cooling the body, actually. That's the purpose of sweating, is to cool down the body. So, you may experience it also. You have the same body type, but you stay up all night, it's going to happen a few times, it's quite amazing. You're sitting there, I just sweat, and this is very rare for me because I'm very cool, kind of. So I just totally sweat, wet. I can feel it coming down my face. So I was trying to talk, like, oh, this is our whole day here with you. What's with that? So we see top and we see what? Drishti, what does drishti mean?
Vision.
So hot vision. So seeing heat. What does Pasha mean?
Animals.
Who is the Shiva deity in Kathmandu?
Pashupatinath.
What does that mean?
Lord of
all. Pati means father. Pita means father. Pati means
husband.
But Pati also means controller.
Correct.
Technically.
Yeah.
Traditionally, ancient India, Pati Vaitasa was a controller of the life. BC. 200 BC. Pati Vaitasa, controller, boss. Now it's a little. He's a Pati. It's a little upside down. So Pashun, Vraja Pashun means the animals of Vraj. Sa Rama Gopa, who's Rama Gopai?
Balaram.
Rama
is
Balaram.
Balaram. Balaram and the Gopas. So the Gopis are talking about the Krishnas with Balaram and the animals, and they're in Vraj and they're under the hot sun. They can see them. Under the hot sun. The top means he of the sun. The first line means Krishna with Balaram and the cows under the hot sun. That's setting a stage of the Leela of this verse. It's Gocharan Leela, it's the middle of the day, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock when the sun is highest. Is this thing gone? I don't know. The sun. Sun is at the hottest point of this place in the sky, 1 o'clock. The Gopis are remembering this, they're not seeing it, but they're seeing it in their mind's eye. So they're doing what's called Leela meditation. So when you do Leela meditation, you have to see the setting, which comes under the category of Viva Udipan. The setting, the scenery is called Viva Udipan. And Viva Prema Shraya and Premishaya. Prema Shraya is the seer in this case. The Gopis and the Vishaya, the object of the love is Krishna. So Krishna is not alone, he's with the cows and Balaram and the cowboys. And where is it? It's Vraja. What time is it? It's 1 p.m. Why is it? Who, what, when, where, why? Why is it? It's their duty as Govas, as Abhiras, to take out the cows. Rainer's son, he recalled, every day they take out the cows. So convenient or inconvenient, they do the same every day, they never stop. So that's the first line. Centuriantum. What does char mean?
Moving.
Char means move. Brahmacharya, Pari Rajak Acharya. No, Pari.
Rajkacharya.
Acharya. Yeah, that's right. Brahmacharya means one of moves in spirit. So chara, the word chara, it means movement. So sa means together. Samkirtan means together. So moving together. The cows moving together, they're moving together, they're hearing the flute. Udiriyantam, we don't know, means loudly. Vira means again and again. So the cows are, Krishna's herding the cows and playing the flute to herd the cows. It's really good, you control the cows by playing your flute. Wish I could get a flute. I wish you were all cows. I can just play different tunes and control you, but you're not cows and I can't play the flute, so I can't control you. You run everywhere crazy. Go here and there. Prayer for Rita, Udita, Kusumala, Vivi. What does Kusa mean?
Love.
Kusa means, it means fragrant. What does it mean? Pravita. What does Udita mean?
Rising.
Yeah, rising. All these words, Udita, Uas, Uto, Uto, Udita. It all means to get up, move up, Udita, Udila. So you see how there's something going up. And there's love there. Parita, we don't know Parita. Udita, we should know. Kusa means flowers. What does Alibi mean?
Group. Avali means rose.
Group.
Deepavali.
Yeah, Avali. Avali, yeah, means a group. Krishna Avali, a group of flowers, they're all flowers. So, the Sanskrit part here, Sukadeva and Vyasadeva, what we're not knowing what's going on here, but the last line is the key line. Ambuda, Sekir means coward boys. Vyadar, we don't know, means constructed. What does Guru Bapu mean?
Body.
By the Guru. So we see Swabhavu, Swa means my own. We say Svabhav, your Diksha Patra, Siddhavali, Svabhav, Bridhu, Bhajya, and all that stuff. So Svabhav means his own body, Amuda means clouds. Clouds rain down, make the ocean. That's why the name for water, ocean, is what?
Ambudi.
Where do you find the word Ambudi? First verse of शिक्षास्तिकं चेतोदर्वणमार्जनं परमहादनार्जनविवापनं Varna means expand, Govardhan expand the pleasure of the cows and gopis. Govardhan. So the ocean is expanding, the ocean of bliss by chanting Hare Krishna. So Ambuda means clouds, his own body of clouds. He's making flower-like droplets of water. Kusum, Avali means Deepavali, means a row of flames, but this means a row of flowers. It doesn't mean flowers, it means drops of water. it's called Kavya Shastra, Bhagavatam's Kavya Shastra. So the poets, they have, it's called Kavya Srishti, the poet's world. Srishti means creation, or world. So it's called Kavya Srishti, the poet's world. So the poet, he sees his water dramas, he sees his rain drawing flowers. And you take flowers and make a bunch of flower petals and throw them on somebody's head, it may feel like little droplets of water. That's in there. They're trying to, it's water from a cloud. Because the clouds make the ocean, the ocean's called Ambudi. Because it gets its water from Ambuda, these clouds. The clouds rain, the water comes from the ocean, goes to the clouds, and comes back to the ocean. Ambudi, Ambuda. Who is the mother of the cloud?
Ocean.
Who's the father?
Ocean.
Son.
Okay. I can't argue that. The Tapuram, I don't know that word either. I didn't know it. Atapatra means, what is leaf in Sanskrit? What's the verse from Gita that describes it? Ninth chapter, what verse?
26.
26, isn't it?
Yes.
26. Patram Pushram Svanatoyam Yomi Bhakti Vyashiti Translation, Brenda.
Whoever will offer to me a leaf, a fruit, or a flower with love and devotion, I will accept his offering.
That's really good. Thank you. That's great. So that's pacham. So pacham is like a leaf. If it's a banana leaf, it can become an umbrella. And you go to Mayapur, the kids in the group will have umbrellas made of palm leaves. Yeah. You walk around, look like Vamana, look like Vamana Dean. You take a coconut palm leaves, they dry them out, they fan like this, you know. They dry them out and they shape to make an umbrella out of it. They make it round like an umbrella. Little point, like an umbrella shape. So, this pacha, you see the word pacha means leaf, and atta pacha means umbrella. So, what's the verse talking about?
Close umbrella. Hard sun.
The clouds in the sky are acting as an umbrella. Why and for whom?
Krishna,
Balaram, Krishna, Balaram, cows.
Cows, yeah, cows.
And coward boys. Why umbrella?
To protect from the heat of sun.
Yeah. And what else can you do to cool off when you're hot?
Water droplets.
Cool breeze.
You go to Ravarman, tell me, go to Mugbihari, they have water droplet machines. go to fancy summer weddings. Feel central machine. There's a little misty water comes in front.
Sprinklers,
I think. There's a hot season, so it's a little fan in front of these. All the old towns of Vrindavan used to have on the floor in front of these, they had a sprinkler that would come up in the summer and would shoot water up and come back down the marble floor. And we're just going to go everywhere if you were to stand there and take darshan. But then they got ultra modern and it does start working, the system didn't work. So now they don't do it anymore mostly. You saw all the temples I saw in 1977 when I first came. They have a little like bathroom drain in the floor. You can see it right in a little thing came up from the floor about this high. It's like a shower head. It was just made water in front of the. So now a lot of people buy these baby bathtubs, inflatable bathtub, you know, for a junior. And you buy a little fountain too, and you put it in front. Gomika used to do this. Put it in front of Radha Krishna with a baby bathtub about 1 meter wide. Put a fountain in a shikrubi. They do go. I used to go to Gopal Mandir also. That's nice. I just put my deity in the water. He goes under the water, scuba tank and everything. I give him a mask and a scuba tank. The tropical fish tank, put it in the tank. He looks at the fish. Don't get the idea. That's nice. So I have a note here that this Chari Bhav, Siddhartha Chaitanya came to broadcast the four rasas, because there's no Shanta Ras. There's nothing in an impersonal relationship to Krishna. Because Krishna is the Supreme Person, so everything in relationship to Krishna is personal. That's why we say, underlying everything is consciousness, and consciousness is personal. Because every aspect of reality is part of the Supreme Consciousness. So clouds ordinarily would be in a category of Shanta Ras. But here they're in a category of Dasya or Sakya Ras. Like you're walking in the sunshine. Like when we go on Yatra, some people like to bring an umbrella. Some notorious Sevites. You're nefarious. Nefarious Sevites like to bring an umbrella. So we should bring an umbrella, so what? I said, no, it's not too hot. No, we should. That's so sweet. I told you that principle already before.
Yes.
You want to be happy in life, never say no to a woman. This is an axiom, this is a niyam, this is a niti shastra. You want to be happy in life, never say no to a woman. How much do I take it? I want a new car ticket. You see, yes, yes, yes. Then you can see peace in your mind. You say no, then your life is trouble. You say, yes, you're right. Then you can sleep nice. They totally disagree. But don't let on that you disagree. They're laughing. they know they're in control. They're in control, you can laugh, you know. They're not going to. So the clouds are in Sekirati. Like you're walking, it's hot day, you have one umbrella, hold the umbrella, say, get out of my umbrella. It's your friend, it's Sekiras. It's friendly Bob. We can go with my umbrella. I've done it many times. Share my umbrella with two, three, maybe fewer than others. Some of you have big tails. The tail sticks out, gets a little wet. The head gets dry. Yeah, some horses have long tails. They keep their heads dry, that's amazing. Let's see what other translation we have here. All right, Peter Francois, 16. One nice story made a comment on the Facebook after one of these live broadcasts. It's a lady from England, very nice lady, very sincere and old devotee. She made a comment, she says, Maharaj, I really like your reading from all the different shastras here and there. So, for that lady out there, Lady Vaishnavi, this is from Gita Press Edition, translation of verse 16. This is very interesting how these commentators come with their ideas. I mean, translators. There's no name of a translator other than he's working for Gita Press. Witnessing with the eyes of lightning. So what are the eyes of the clouds?
Lightning.
Learn something new today. The eyes of the clouds are lightning. They're what they see with lightning eyes. Krishna pasturing the cows of Vrindavan and the coming of Bala, mother cowboys, and hot sun playing on their flute. A cloud appeared over Krishna's head and swollen with love. The cloud was swollen with love. Did it service the umbrella to its friend, Sri Krishna, who resembles a cloud in color and like a cloud takes away the suffering of the people with his body, covering Krishna at the same time with a shower of flowers. So here, this translator is saying he showered flowers on Krishna. There's a footnote here. Although flowers were actually showered by the devas riding in their vimans, the gopis in ecstasy of love, imagine the flowers were showered by the clouds. Yeah. So this, you know, Shastra, this interesting idea, because this translator is saying that the clouds showered flowers, but the clouds can't shower flowers, they can only shower water droplets. So the BBT translation says they showered water droplets, because that's what clouds have. The flowers don't appear out of clouds. The demigods pick up the flowers and load them in their airplanes. Like when we have flowers, we drop flowers on Radhakund from our helicopter. Helicopter Iman. So they do the same thing. They say, we're going to brush this level. A lot of special flowers, Parijat flowers, a little special flowers. We'll go drop on around it, go east in Krishna. But when you read the Krishna book, the Krishna is always getting flowers showered on his head, all the time. A room of 35 devotees came here from Jaipur. There's some branch of Krishna Bhakti movement in Jaipur. There's a lot of different groups in Jaipur because of the Prabhav of Gopinath and Damodar and Vinod and Govindaji and Radhamadav. There's so many Krishnas there. There's so many Bhaktas there. There's Ritvik, two or three different Ritvik groups. There's ISKCON. There's Gaudiya Math. Two or three different Gaudiya Math. There's all kinds of Gaudiya Vaishnav, Chaitanya, Gaudiya Vaishnavas in Jayapur. So one group with one guru from that group, came here, 35 students. And they were showering flowers. They were busy all time throwing flowers on. I wasn't blue in color, but That was their idea. What to do. I was better they showered money, but they didn't do any of that. But anyway, that was okay. That was their love, but. Yeah. Can't buy much for flowers. So, let's see another translation here. Prabhupada's translation. Prabhupada's done this chapter. Okay, Radishan Jai Nijai. The scorching heat of the autumn sunshine was sometimes intolerable. Therefore, the clouds in the sky appeared in sympathy about Krishna Balaram and the cowboys, engaged in blowing who were blowing their flutes. The clouds served as a soothing umbrella over their heads just to make friendship with Krishna. That's nice. They did save to Krishna by becoming an umbrella to shield him from the scorching rays of the sun, to make friends with Krishna. Very nice way of describing it. And here we hear the Sanskrit, that prema pravida, they expect the prema, verse line 3, says prema pravida, the clouds were expanding in love. So, Prabhupada and Gita Press both said out of friendship, Sakya Ras, not any other Ras. They wanted, clouds were showing friendship for Krishna because they're doing personal service. Chandras is no real personal service. Let's see if we have any other comments here. Nanavradhavan Shambhu. How many clouds in this season? Hot season. Oh, yeah. The clouds acting like friendly suckies. Cool down the earth of summer. Cool down hot air by pouring tiny drops of water upon Krishna's head. That's called air core. Right, air core. Air core is a fan, and the wind blows, and the water drops away, and then the air wind goes through the water drops. So the water drops are falling through the air, becoming air cooler, cooling the air. Observing that every living entity was nicely serving Krishna, except herself, one sad gopi said, even a cloud, which is unconscious entity, is showing affection by moving here and there to act like an umbrella, shielding Krishna from the scorching rays of the sun. While Krishna plays his flute, the clouds remove the fatigue of cowering by pouring tiny streams of water from all directions, which seem like a shower of camphor dust. Just see, only we gopis have been cheated from tasting the sweetness of serving Krishna, which is being relished by everyone in the universe. There's everyone in the universe, the clouds, the earth, the water, the birds, the devis, the deer, everyone is serving Krishna, relishing the sweetness of seva. Seva is bliss. Now we have to change that phrase. Seva is sweet bliss. We used to say seva is bliss, now we have to say seva is sweet bliss.
Yeah? Yeah, okay.
I didn't see so many people agreeing with me. Come on, guys. What is it, Jeff? Oh, we have to do this. I think BB's on the line there, and this other guy's on the line there. Yeah, same thing for you. GC, go Father Chambu. Okay, the clouds are not only Krishna's friend because they're the same color, they're also kind to all living beings. Krishna nourished the cloud by playing a mala or rag on his flute. The mala or rag makes clouds. You play that raga, clouds will appear in the sky. What are two favorite ragas of Radharani? Dana Shri. Dana Shri and Malara. So the cloud released Krishna of the heat by placing its shadow over Krishna. The clouds are inanimate, are floating above everyone. Because they have praying within them, they serve Krishna by their water and shade. We are unfortunate, the Gopi said. We surrender to the cloud and accept. Oh, this is Krishna, rather. We surrender to Krishna, accept Krishna as the protector of our lives, and give him all respect. Without service to Krishna, our lives are useless. Amen. Remember that, kids. Without service, your life is useless. Service. I want to enjoy. Plan, vacation. I don't see any other reference here. Okay. Now. So I'll see one out. We need some batteries again. I get ready to come with this. And I'll record one out. That's okay, I'll just put it for tomorrow or something. That's around. I'm gonna have one on top. There's a little button. Okay, Sri Aswami commentary on verse 16. No. Krishna. I think it's right more better elaborated here. Clouds have love for Krishna. That's pretty amazing. Where we're living in Vrindavan, we're surrounded by love. The clouds above our head are full of love. The earth below our feet is full of love. The air around our bodies is full of love. Where are we?
We are the only ones without love.
We're the only ones without love. That's our lamentable position. It's a really sad situation. I love it. I love the cards and the stuff. Okay. Vishnu Chaturvedi's commentary on verse 16, chapter 21. The gopis are lamenting. Alas, alas. Even those who are in mode of succubi have perfected their lives by serving him. I am praying for his friends, Krishna Balaram. The cloud expands himself to shield them from the intense heat of the sun. The cloud thinks of himself as Krishna's friend. Why is the cloud thinking he's friends of Krishna?
Because of his color.
Because of his color, same color. What else?
Because he plant produce. This raga produce.
What is she saying?
She's saying flute. He played Malhar rag.
He produced.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Krishna plays the flute, and what does the cloud do?
Expand.
Thunder. Sounds, the rumbling of the cloud sounds like the deep notes of the flute. What else?
May provide shade, shade, and then droplets of water to refresh Krishna.
The cloud gives shade, what does Krishna do?
To refresh Krishna, because it's very hot somewhere.
No. Well, I'm saying, why is Krishna and the cloud similar? You're just saying what the cloud does. The one reason he's similar is because he's blue and the cloud's blue. The other thing is, he makes rumbling sounds, and Krishna makes rumbling flute sounds. So stay on the point, pay attention. Krishna wears a lightning yellow dhoti. His dhoti is yellow lightning, like light, shining like lightning. And Krishna's flat cloud pours down nectar-giving rains. And Krishna plays the flute, which fills the gopis' ears with nectar. Vain Amrit. Not Amrit. He's just passing through. I love God. He's doing his own thing. He's doing what he does. He's wise. He bites, it's also good. You will sing for us today. If both the cloud and Krishna remove distress, like downpours of nectar rust. Identifying with the mood of friendship, the cloud made an umbrella with his body composed of water drops, or a shield of strength. In this way, the cow gives pleasure to Krishna. We don't get any opportunity to please him. Therefore, the gopis are think their idea is to hell with us. Krishna, he makes it nice all the time. To hell with us. My good are we? To hell with us. Fie on us. Five. Okay. I have some little notes here. Oh, 16. Okay. Okay. Take 17. Right?
Yes.
Purna Pulindir Gaya Padavcharaga.
Purna Pulindir Gaya Padavcharaga.
Sri Kunkumena Daitastana Manditena.
Sri Kunkumena Daitastana Manditena.
Tadarsana Swarajas. Chena Rushitena, Limpanta Anana Kacheshu Jehusaladum, okay, was Purnami?
Complete.
Full, satisfied. Palindi, Palindia. These Italians, the Aboriginal people, bones in their ears. Is it right? No, it's not right. These jungle women. Guru Gaya, means Krishna. Pada means what?
Feet.
Aja means flower, lotus. Lotus seed. Raga means what?
Attachment.
Raga means attachment, raga means passion, raga means red. There's passion, what happens when your face gets when you get passion, your face gets red. When your blood starts flowing, your heart starts beating, your face gets red. And you're in trouble. Ravadamaragan. So there's reddish color on the bottom of the feet, Purna. So in Palinda, this means the wives of the Shabara tribe, Shabaras, Shabari. They're fully satisfied. Sri Kunkumena, what is Kunkum?
Vermilion.
It's a red powder. I saw once in Bhuvaneshwar, Mahavananda, disciple of Gorgovinda Swami, they had an ashram, a little house they were renting there. He showed me a tree, a kunkum tree. And it had little dried, the flowers were there and then dried. And seed pod, he opened the seed pod seeds, and surrounding the seeds was a little red dust. Like over pomegranate, you opened a red pomegranate fruit, you see little red seeds. So he opened the seed pod, it wasn't a fruit, it was just a seed pod. Like star anise, he opened them and there's hard seeds inside. So it was like that, and inside there was hard seeds, like anise seeds, and it's surrounded by red dust, little red particles of dust. And that's what kunkum. It's very fragrant, and it's supposed to be kind of like aphrodisiac type. It's supposed to be a little exciting, create some romantic feelings, supposedly.
Euphoria feeling.
Euphoria, that's the time of the climax. That comes later. Aphrodisiac means stimulant. Aphrodisiac is the herb, a tonic, a nectar, a wine, a fragrance, musk. Musk is considered aphrodisiac. Kasturi.
Jasmine also.
Maybe for rabbits or something. No, really?
No, she's saying Jasmine will die, I just told you.
That's kind of review you or
No, no, it's written in description of oils, essential oil. The jasmine and the lank also this aphrodisiac.
She's knowing. What else do you know? The art of attraction, the art of deception, the art of entrapment. Watch out, boys. Anyway, I don't know about that, but kasturi is very, very costly thing, pure kasturi. And the only people that usually buy it are from Saudi Arabia and all those Arab countries, all those sheiks that have millions of dollars. They buy the, there's another thing that's aphrodisiac, it's called aguru. A.G. Aguru oil. It costs like 1 lakh for 10 ml, for 2 lakhs. For 10 ml, a little vial of oil, figure out, yeah, 5 lakhs or something like that. Very costly.
Radharani cooks using that every day.
Well, that's the type of what we call Aguru, but it's different. That's actually cedar wood, C-E-D-A-R. But some Sanskrit they call it aguru. That's a different thing.
Okay.
Because somebody once, one rich guy was from Delhi, he says, is there something I can buy for your doctoracy? I said, you want to spend some money? He said, if you're rich, I buy some for your doctoracy. I said, buy 10 milliliters of aguru oil.
Okay?
10 milliliters of
aguru oil. So he went to Chandi Chowk, there's a shop there called Gulab Singh. He deals with very costly oils. People come from Saudi Arabia to a shop to buy oil. He bought 10 milliliters of aguru oil. And it's really, the oil is almost black in color. It's really thick, like car oil, like thicker than car oil. Really thick and really powerful. So we offer every Jamasin. I used to dip incense sticks in the oil, light the incense, so it make fragrant. Yeah. The guy just showed up one time and never came back again. I don't know what's the value, but you heard my lectures in Delhi, he was impressed. And he came one time to Rock and visit me. He said, can I get you anything? I'd like to get you something nice, have money. I knew he had money. I said, okay, do this. So he did it once, and I never saw him again. I guess he thought I had excessive taste. Life is full of amazing stories.
Flies and toothless came.
Yeah. Make sure of the pan. Turn the pan. Okay, we're doing take 17 here. So Sri Kunkum, so who is Sri?
Radharani.
Could be Radharani or Lakshmi. More fast. Could be Lakshmi, and could be Lakshmi, could be with me. Why are you saying Radharani?
Because it is in Vrindavan.
Context. Okay, good, thank you. Context is Brajlila. So Srimad can be, everything should be in context. Relate one verse related to Vrindavan and Gopis are talking. The Gopis are talking about different personalities. So now they're talking about the crudest person, they compare the crudest type of woman with the most cultured woman. They're comparing a jungle woman, Sabar, with a queen, with a princess, Vrindavaneshwari. Very interesting juxtaposition. It's called juxtaposition. So in line one, you have jungle women. In line two, you have a queen. Diet to us, diet to me.
Lover.
Means beloved. Means it's very tender. A lover does mean lover, like just some Saturday night. A lover we pick off the street. Means a very intimate.
Very intimate.
Very intimate affection. Serious companion, female companion. It's called diet. Or a male companion is also called diet. Short A, long A. Sana Manditena. Sana means breast in Sanskrit. Manditena means decorated. That verse is there in
Gita
Govinda. Famous verse. Smara Gala Kandana
Mamasirasi
Mandana. Smara Gala Kandana Mamasirasi Mandana. So, Mahashirsa Mandanam, Radharani, please decorate Manditena, please decorate, ornament my head with your feet. Krishna's praying, Gita Govinda. So, this kumkum, Sri Kumkumena, it came from a breast, was decorating the breast of Radharani, the beloved of Krishna. That's what line two says. Sri the kumkumena of Sri, where it come from, who is she, who is Sri, who is this Sri? She's the deity of Krishna. And where does the kumkum come from? It's put on the top curve, where you say, curve of the breast, it's put off the top, shows out of the chole. It stimulates the lover, and it's considered aphrodisiac. So that they're seeing, they must be on the ground. Because the Palinda women are wandering the forest, and the Gopis are remembering, what are the Gopis doing in these verses?
Lila Smaran.
During Lila Smaran. Where's Krishna?
In the forest.
So they're thinking, they're talking about everything that's going on in the forest. Guru Mahasaya are in the forest, lakes are in the forest, Devis are flying overhead in the forest. The clouds are in the whirlpools, are in the river. Birds are in the trees in the forest. They're talking about the trees and the birds in the trees. And the cows are walking the cows. And the calves are maybe there, some of the cows, one of the calves. So they're describing them. Now they're describing the ground. Who else is in the forest?
Deer.
Oh, deer. They talk about deer, they talk about the cows, talk about the trees and the sages and the birds. But it's all the Aboriginal women. The highest women in the universe, the Swarga Devis, and the jungle women, everyone's attracted to Krishna. So these ladies are moving in the forest. What are they seeing in the forest? They're seeing the ground. What's on the ground? Kumkum. Where it came from? Came from the breast of Radharani. How it got on the ground? What? How did the kumkum and Rani's breast get on the ground of the Brajna forest?
Because feet of Krishna.
They fell at the feet of Krishna.
In Gopi Gita they pray that they want to place the lotus feet.
The gopis hold of Hare Krishna on his breast, on their breast to cool the fire of lusty desire. So how do we have lusty desire? Not me. not you guys, right? Lusty, I never heard of that. I'm a little greedy, but I'm not lusty. I'm not angry. I'm not envious. I'm a little greedy. That's all you know, that is a little greed. No lust, no anger, no envy. So, the gopis are teaching, if we meditate on Krishna's feet, we can get free from lust. We have some contact with Krishna's feet, with the 19 marks on Krishna's feet, 11 marks on his right foot, 8 marks on his left foot. So we can get free from lust. So this is the view of verse S92. Tadarshan Smarujas Trishna Rushitana. What does Trina mean?
Grass.
On the ground. Where is the famous verse that I read? Shikshastra number 3, team number. One should think of oneself as lower than the straw in the street. China, lower than grass. More tolerant than a tree. Ready to respect everyone and not expect their respect in return. Tadarshana Swarajas China Rishitana. So we know Trina, and we know Darshan, we know Ted. Ted means what?
That.
Ted means Tat. Ted means Tat. Tat. Tat for Tat. Ted Darshan, seeing that.
Smara,
what's Smara mean?
Cupid.
Cupid. Smara means erotic love. Smara means erotic love. Yeah, lusty desire, okay, but it doesn't really mean that, lusty desire. It means erotic love. Lusty desire sounds a little doggish. Lusty desire, it sounds like street talk. Smara, because Krishna is called Smara Murti Man. Man means one who possesses. He's a form, personified form, erotic love. The erotic love, you can say there's lust there, but it's not, I don't like to connect the word lust. Kama is described as lust, but Smara is always described as erotic love. Smara Murti Man. Krishna is called Smara Murti Man. He's a form of Smara. He's erotic love. Expressing love for a beloved in an erotic way. Lust is not just you grab some woman and, and enjoy like an animal. That's lust. This is not exactly like that. I think, right? Should be understood there's some difference. Not every word, because it's different. It's Vyanjana Vritti, the implied meaning. Because the Sanskrit is very specific, that's where it's kama, as smara, as prema, All their words pretty, all their words have different ideas, different implication, different implied meanings. So you can't just say ring means one thing. They're smart. So Rujas, we don't know, but it means fire, it means torment. Rushite means a test. So the subject, who is the subject of this verse? Who means a person? Who is the subject?
Pulinda woman.
Pulinda woman. This verse about the Pulinda woman, everyone agree?
Yes.
What was the last verse about?
Clouds.
So the subject of this verse is Pulinda woman. The new subject introduced. The running subject of the storyline is Gopis and Krishna. Gopis and Krishna. And cows and Balarami. They're co-actors or whatever. But this is the verse of featuring the Pulinda women and their relationship with Krishna, and their service to Krishna, and their attachment to Krishna. So keep that in mind. Always keep in mind the subject of the verse. Who's being, like I say, who, what, when, where, why, how? Who's being described here? What's being described? Where, when, why? So the last week, this, so there's erotic love and seeing and grass. So they saw the kumkum on the grass, and it, seeing that kumkum on the grass, it aroused their erotic feelings. That's what happened to the Pulinda. You know, you see something connected to your beloved, it can arouse erotic feelings. That's why Indian culture is particularly centered around developing, traditional Indian culture is centered around developing particular qualities. One is humility, one was chastity, and one was shanti, peace. So when Indian women hang their clothes on the line in public, all their personal innerwear is put underneath a sari, underneath a bathing towel, underneath a gamsha. No one can see their innerwear.
That's good.
Because, you know, it's a very crowded place, India, and clothes are hanging out in the sunshine to dry. So anyone on the rooftop or street or this or that can see all the clothes. So the postman or the next door neighbor sees the underwear of the lady next door hanging on the line. That doesn't create chastity in the mind. It doesn't create humility. It becomes a stimulant for wrong thinking, wrong desiring. So this culture in India is quite amazing. I remember one lady, we were renting a room in a guest house from Nod, and there were men and women both living in that guest house. I was living on the ground floor next to the office and temple room. But there were some ladies on that floor. There were men and married people. There were about 15 rooms in that small ashram. And some Western ladies, and there was an Indian family who were in charge, husband and wife were in charge of that ashram. Western ladies would hang their clothes on the line on the rooftop, everything. And I would go out there and sit in the sunshine. And the guy came up and went to hang his clothes, and then he went and he talked to his wife, talked to the lady. He said, "This isn't our culture, India. You guys went to Rome, do as the Romans, you know." So they thought it was very weird. They talked to me because they were my students. This is 1995. And they said, "This is strange, you know. We don't do this in the West. This is not the West, this is India and it's Vrindavan. Just cooperate. Don't make waves." So the Western people are rebellious, you know, they don't like to follow too much control. But they got in shape. So these ladies got disturbed when they saw a kumkum. And they thought this is from Rani, And what they do with it, that's the fourth line. Limpantya anana kucheshu rajahus taladim. What does anana, anana mean?
Face.
We describe a verse sometimes, we told sometimes a verse by Rukmini when she came out of the Chandra Bhaga Durga temple. The princess saw her face. What was the word they used to describe her face?
Ruchiranana.
Good memory. Ruchirana. Ruchi means tasty. She had a tasty face. Which means sweet face.
Yes.
Like Glubjuman. Raskola. Or you're a Videshi. Yeah, Raskola. That's called a Videshi Glubjuman for India. Right? That's cool. Close with it. Close with it. So the honor means faith. So Belinda women, kuchesha, what kucha means what?
Breast.
Well, that's a very common Sanskrit word, means breast. It better works with the Sanskrit meter. You use stana, but ruchesha works better. There are Jahus, there's Shu and Ru, Hu and Ru and Shu. So when you use the word Kucheshu, Jahush, some of the poet use the word Kucheshu, Kucha. So basically what's described here, Limpantya means to rub or massage or smear. They smeared the kumkum on their faces and breasts to cool the fire of Smara, the rag desire. So what's the scene? Describe the scene to me. What scene are the, what are the gopis describing, Frederica?
There's the Pulinda women who live in the forest see the kumkum, the reddish kumkum on the floor. In the grass, because of Krishnapur's prince are smeared with this kumkum, and so they take this kumkum, become like excited, and take this kumkum and put on their
face. Yeah, you're missing some key points in this scene. When the women are seeing Krishna. The gopis are, keep in mind the context and content of this chapter. Gopis are describing other entities and persons and entities moving and not moving, living and not living, and their experience of Krishna. And how they're reacting to seeing Krishna. And they're lamenting that they're not seeing Krishna, and they're not rubbing that kumkum on their face or breast. So you missed a key point. What point did you miss?
That they are seeing Krishna, and after they
reflect. This is the point. They saw Krishna, and they developed a wrong desire to enjoy intimacy with Krishna. So they were looking for some shelter. They were like going out of their mind, so to speak. Oh wow, he's so beautiful, so attractive. We can't, he's way over there. With Balaram on the cowboys, we're hiding behind the trees in the forest. We see him, but you know, he runs around Rani Gopis and we're ugly Aboriginal women. He'll have no interest in us, but we have interest in him. Like sometimes, usually guys are interested in girls that aren't interested in them. That's a hard luck for the guy. So here the tables are turned. The Pulinda women are interested in Krishna, crazy about Krishna, but he's not too crazy about them. So they have so much smara, so much right desires coming up in their hearts. And they're what do we do? Oh, look, there's some kumkum. Oh gosh, that must be right, kumkum. And and Krishna must be embracing her. It fell off Krishna's chest or his feet or something. But they said feet, they said body. So They got some relief. The gopis are identifying with the Plinda women. The gopis are also feeling smara for Smaravartiman. But they don't have anything to calm down and cool down their smara. Plinda women are more fortunate because they have the kumkum. We have our own kumkum, but it doesn't work. It's just making us more smart. Cocoa is red, by the way. Red means stop sign, you know. Stop signs are made of red. So when you see that, you should stop. You should stop. You're in a no-driving zone. Don't drive any farther. Turn around your car, go back. The other way. Yeah, maybe, I don't know, no time. It's all for me. So, that's just sort of describing the verse. Let's see the translation. You can read it. The Plinda women of Vrindavan become disturbed by lust when they see the grass marked with red kumkum powder. This color, this is from Krishna's feet, this red color came from the breast of Radharani, and the Plinda women shove our smear on their face and breast to get out their anxiety. I've seen, personally, see maybe also seeing as you hang around with these people all the time. When Bengalis come to Radhadamanar Temple, I did there for 3 years. And I told this before, they pay obeisances to Damodar in the Darshan Mandap. Then they take they're kneeling down like ladies pay obeisances, they're kneeling down. And they take their hands and they rub like this, like all like that on the floor. They take the dust from the floor, they rub it on their forehead. They go inside their choli and rub inside their choli like this. And it's not kumkum from Radharani's feet, it's the Braja Duli, it's the Bhaktapada Duli. Bhaktapada Duli, it's the dust from the feet of the Vaishnavas. And they value that. They know the philosophy of Gaudiya Siddhanta. The dust from the feet of Vaishnavas is so valuable and so powerful. Now this isn't any dust, this is Brijbasi dust. And this is not any time, this is a special time, Kartik Maya. Not any place in Vrindavan, it's Damodar month, and Damodar Mandir, and Damodar Temple. And so this is all Brijbasi, Babaji's and Sannyasi's and Goswami's, and Vaishnavis and Sadhvis and Sadhus. So this high-powered micro-bhakti dust, micro-dust, micro-particles, it's charged with devotion. So they do that. So it comes to mind, these Aboriginal women smearing their face and breast with the kumkum. Quite a beautiful verse, huh? Let's see. Fortunate women live in the forest. That's Prabhupada's translation on this verse 17. It's going to be pretty hot here about a month from now. Yeah, because it's downstairs. For sure. The wanton. Do you know what wanton means, Frederica?
No.
Look up dictionary. W-A-N-T-O-N. Wanton. The wanton Aboriginal girls become fully satisfied when they smear their face and breast with the dust of Vrindavan, which is reddish from the touch of Krishna's little feet. The Aboriginal girls had a very full breast. This is purport, Prabhupada. And were also very lusty. But when their lovers felt their breast, they were not very satisfied. When they came out in the forest, they saw Krishna walking. And some of the leaves and creepers on the ground of Vrindavan turned reddish from the kumkum powder which fell from Krishna's feet. Krishna's feet were held by the gopis on their breasts, which were smeared with kumkum powder. But when Krishna walked in Vrindavan forest, the powder fell on the ground. So lusty Aboriginal girls, while looking toward Krishna, playing his flute, saw the reddish kumkum. That's why I said they saw Krishna and became filled with swarm. They saw red kumkum on the ground, immediately took it and smeared it over her face and breast. This way they became fully satisfied, although they were not satisfied when their lovers touched her breast. All material lusty desires can immediately be satisfied if one comes in contact with Krishna consciousness. Really nice connection, probably. Really nice connection. They contacted Krishna's feet. Prabhupada is saying, Krishna consciousness, you just contact Krishna consciousness and you become free from all lusty desires. Really nice. Very clever idea. Nice explanation. What time is it now?
4:30.
4:30. 4:30. 4:30. Let's see what else we have here. They quote the same purport in the BBT from the Krishna book. So, because there's nice point I read in some commentaries in this verse 17. That generally when you read the Rasa Lila chapter 29 through 33, it says that Krishna, it's called the Shardiya Maharas dance. That's the first time Krishna met intimately with the gopis. But Acharya say this verse proves that Krishna met intimately before. Because, you know, this kumkum on his breast is falling on Krishna's feet. That means he's already been in the kundra Radharani, holding, and so into a position, holding his feet on Radharani's breast. So, 8 chapters later, Rasa dance isn't the first time they met, because Krishna, the whole chapter is described that this Krishna saw this is a good night for Rasa dance. Because when Krishna stole the clothes of the gopis, he promised in the future nights, I'll meet you and dance the Rasa dance. That was in chapter 22. Gopi Vastaharana. But the early joy of the gopis is chapter 21. That's an interesting point. I wrote in my notes long ago, I'm just reading it now. Because if Krishna didn't enjoy, first, this shows verse 17 that Krishna intimately enjoyed Raja Gopis. Otherwise, how he got kumkum of Radharani's breast on his feet. The Gopal Chambu, Jiva Goswami describes the first time Krishna touched Radharani's poor rug. Was love awakening before me personally enjoying was the sun Purnima, spring Purnima, before the Maharas dance in autumn. Oh yeah, this is nice. So this verse, this they were describing. This will be Vinogis in autumn time also. But it said Krishna, one commentary said the fruits they enjoy intimately. The first time Krishna touched Radharani was in springtime, the sun Purnima, which is now. Chaitra Purnima is the sun Purnima. Because Krishna played the flute to call the gopis for the first time for Rasa dance. But all Radharani heard the flute and fainted for hours. It's an old story. So they called Paramasi. And Paramasi, she went to Radharani. And they said Radharani was fainting on the floor in Barcelona. So Paramasi went and got Krishna and brought him to Barcelona in Radharani's bedroom. And she was lying on the floor. And some manjis were fanning Radharani, a child were fanning. And some were rubbing her feet and trying to bring her back to consciousness. And then Paramasi said, listen, Sham, you have to put your feet on Radharani. Paramasi told Krishna he must place his foot on Radharani's breast to revive her swoon. Krishna was hesitant, and he stayed outside, and he said, Paramasi, Radharani is a princess. She's the daughter of the king, Vrishabhanu. I can't do this. Said, I don't even know Radharani. The Madhavanga says, Madhavanga is with Krishna. He said, hey, Sakha, don't pretend innocently you don't know who Radharani is. You never heard her before. Because as soon as you see her, or you hear her name, you start trembling. Your hair stands on end. So you're just pretending. You're just pretending to be ignorant of the identity of Radharani. And Paramahansa says, right, Madhu Mangal, Govinda, you're caught. Govinda says, no, I can't do that. I can't do this. I can't do this. Vishakha pulled Govinda inside the room and forced Govinda to touch Radharani with his lotus feet. Immediately Radharani opened her eyes and felt Krishna's first touch and darshan. Seeing Krishna, Radharani quickly covered her face. So Radharani fainted and she perspired a lot. So the kumkum on her breast liquefied and stuck on Krishna's feet. Can he put his feet on her breast? Because if Kunkun's dry, she will just fall off by being liquefied. She was stuck on his feet. So Krishna immediately walked away. He was embarrassed. That Kunkun later got transferred to the grass. So the Blinda woman saw it and took it on her breast. So when they touched the kumkum from the lotus feet of Radharani, it generated limited joy within. This establishes Radharani's position as the best and topmost gopi, this verse 17. This describes how the kumkum from Radha's breast got on Krishna's feet. Pretty interesting. That's what Nala had there. Let's see what Vishnu Chakravarti says. Hey, Krishna, go in there, Krishna, go in there, Krishna, go in there. Jai Radhe stuff. Pretty sweet stuff, huh? Yeah, like you're right there. This has commentary. Leaving aside the attraction of Krishna's flute, verse 17 describes the lotus feet of Rishabhanandani Radharani, which have the power or even the slightest contact to induce complete attraction for Krishna. If you have any connection with Radharani's feet, what does that mean? Going to, what does it mean, attraction to Krishna's, Radharani's feet?
Attachment.
What does it mean, the slightest contact? If you have a slightest contact, you get attraction to Krishna. So I ask you a question. What does it mean to have a slightest contact with Radharani's feet?
Vrindavan.
Touching the kumkum.
Right?
Attachment to Vrindavan. Radha kumkum. Snana.
Even through meditation.
Feet or what? Part of what? Form. Nam Rup Gun Lila. So when you chant the Mala Mantra, yeah, the feet are all running. The slightest contact with the feet of Radharani is available where?
While chanting Mala Mantra.
Mala Mantra. When you chant the Mala Mantra, you meditate on the form and beginning with the feet of Radha and Krishna. And if you meditate on the feet of Radharani, what will happen? You'll develop complete attraction, it will create, induce complete attraction to Krishna. That's what Vishnu says. So just take it another way around, making you think. We have to learn how to think and apply our understanding. Contact with her feet. Try to contact her feet. You say, I rub the feet of my mercy. The best way is just to meditate on her feet while chanting Java.
Yeah, that's good.
I want to speak of your Nitya Seva. Just chanting her feet. Then her feet are pretty near and dear to you. One gopi said, the Blinda women have reached perfection, but we have not. Therefore, we want to know what kind of austerities have they done? What kind of austerities have they done that they performed? This is the gopi statement about perfection Purna of the Blinda women. So the question is, why are the Blinda women called Purna Blinda? And usually they think that when the women are empty, they're poor, they're ugly, they don't have money, they don't have good looks, they don't have education, they don't have any opulence. But they're going to say they're full. Why are they full? Because they're seeing Krishna, they're contacting the death of Kungam or his feet. The Gopis continue. Why are the Gopis, plenty of women are perfect? They smear their face and breast with the Kungam that died the feet of Krishna. Kungam came from Radharani, died to Radharani. Although we desire to praise Radharani's good fortune of having such exalted attraction of Krishna, out of shyness, we do not specially mention her name, but she is pretty direct. Though that is indeed the Kungam of Radharani, due to the lust of Linda women don't show her proper respect. Well, they do, upon seeing the grass spirit of Kungam, they become lusty. I can't imagine what will happen if they see Krishna personally. On seeing Krishna from a distance, Linda women develop a great desire to smell the fragrance of his body. So they smear a kungam from the grass on their faces. Then with a desire to rouse the enjoyment of Krishna engagement, they smear it on their breast, thinking they're being embraced by Krishna. By this action, the pain, adim, which is 9-4, the word adim, of their lust was pacified. Indeed, that kungam has a special power in it. In all our births, we have not received any of once. Ujjanilamani, Rupa Goswami describes Madan as follows. The stage of Madan is to take, I guess, Madan Madan is Taiva Mahabhava. The stage of Madan Mahabhava is the topmost perfection, inspires the full blown manifestation of all loving sentiments, bhavas. All enjoyments are being directed with Krishna, all pleasurable conjugal pastimes exist within Madan. Although it is the very essence of Ladini Shakti, is always present in Radharani. Thus this verse indicates that the Gopis experience enjoyment through pastimes with Krishna. Therefore, from verse 6 of this chapter, it's understood the Gopis were embraced by Krishna, who suddenly appeared before them, and thus they began speaking this chapter. So Vishnu says they weren't in the forest, they were standing in front of Krishna. They ran out to the forest and met Krishna. That's nice. Love is like a river. No dam can stop a river in rainy season. The rainy season has to open the dam. They don't open the dam, the force of the raging river will blow off the dam. The love of the Gopis is like a raging river. Anyone tries to stop it, boom. Get out of my way, I'm coming through. Okay, what time is it now?
4:47.
Thank you. Let's see another verse. Let's see. That is 4:47. That is verse 17. Plenty of women are porna. She kung kumena means the kungam Radharani. And Vishnath explains why. We ask Krishna why the plenty of women wrote the kungam on their faces. When Vajrayakadamani describes having sexual darshan of Krishna, What's the first experience of Krishna?
Smell.
Fragrance.
No.
A song.
Rupa. Rupa. Form. You see Krishna. Darshan. Sakshat Darshan. What's the second experience of Krishna?
Sound.
Fragrance.
Fragrance. During the Vava Gardens. And so many other experiences. And how Narada saw Vishnu and smelled his feet. We described this already once before. The second experience is fragrance. So they rubbed it on their faces to what?
Just the fragrance
of they saw from a distance, and then they saw the kumbha and they rubbed on their faces. And then after fragrance, what's the next experience of Krishna?
Sound.
Voice. Sound is voice. Or maybe flute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, flute. Calling you. Oh, he's here, Krishna's food. They saw Krishna, they saw Krishna's fragrance. And then he called her name on the flute for Rasadans. Then they touched his body and he tasted his lips. So what's the third thing?
Third is
voice. During the flute. What's the fourth experience?
Touching.
What's the fifth thing?
Tasting the lips.
Tasting Mahaprasad. And what's Mahaprasad called?
Adaramritam.
Krishna Adaramritam. What does Adara mean?
Leaves.
Leaves and vines. Krishna Dharamritam. I have been invited to always come and take Krishna Dharamritam. Please come and take Krishna Dharamritam. Krishna's there? Yeah, come on. Come kiss him. You're taking a rest of school, taking a lot of. Yeah. Okay. So Vishnu described Radharani's mother and Mahabhav. Sanga Goswami's commentary, I didn't see it. It says there. Let me see. Oh, Shri Aswami's commentary, verse 17, chapter 21, Bhagavad Gita. The Palindas are women of the Shabara tribe. They rub the kukum on their face and breast and get purna fulfillment, feeling successful. In other words, they attain complete relief and happiness. But to hell with ourselves, because we do not find such a means to eradicate our distress. So they're saying, we're also in distress of Sarara. We don't have any remedy. These lucky, ugly women, lucky tribal, jungle women, are having a finding a solution. Kukum originates from Radharani. Well, this is Shana Kamsa. I read that. I don't see any Shana Kamsa. And then this pastime of the flint is one of each one's own, because Krishna automatically appeared along with that kumkum. Oh, that's really good. Krishna says, when they rub the kumkum, because Narukum Leela, you know, you can't separate Krishna from his form. So Krishna's name is Krishna. Krishna's kumkum is also Krishna. So the kumkum from a seed, which is from the breast of Radharani, but it was last on Krishna's feet. When the blood is running down their face and breast, they brought Krishna there personally. They enjoyed Mutsu's enjoyment with him. Here's Snagaswami's commentary. How the kumkum got on the grass? Kumkum on the breast of the gopis resembles the redness. The kumkum of the gopis resembles the redness of Krishna's feet. When the gopis wander in the forest looking for Krishna, they become overwhelmed when they look at each other and start rolling on the ground. So a gopi. This is not good. So the question is, how the cooking would have got on the grass? A, B, or C? A, it came from Krishna's feet. How got Krishna's feet? From Radharani's breast. How got on Krishna's feet? From Radharani's breast. There's no intimate exchange for Radharani all of the universe. That's A. Yeah, choice B. The gopis are wandering the forest looking for Krishna. They become overwhelmed. The kumkum on the breast resembles the redness of Krishna's feet. So they're looking for Krishna. They become overwhelmed. They look at each other. They start rolling on the ground. They start rolling on the ground. The kumkum on the breast falls off. It draws out the rest, and that's how it gets on the ground. And that's the kumkum. So anything's possible.
Yeah.
Well, this is an interesting addition of Snagaswami. What time is it now? I think we'll wait for the next one.
4:56.
Yeah, 4:56. So this is verse 17. So we did verse 16 and 17, just review them again. Verse 16, gopis are glorifying the fortune of the clouds. Clouds are in Sakyaras. They're just clouds, but they're more fortunate than the gopis, because they're moving right with Krishna. They're doing personal service to Krishna. The gopis can't do any personal service. They can't move with Krishna. Now we discussed about the Aboriginal women who are uncivilized, living in the jungle, and they're seeing Krishna, and they're able to associate intimately with Krishna. Not only intimately can they be with Krishna, but they can intimately be with Radharani also, because they're rubbing Radharani's kumkum on their face and breast. So they're getting the mercy of Radharani, and they're getting the mercy of Krishna, and they're getting all that. Mercy is involved with smara, with erotic love. So by getting contact with Radha and Krishna together, will bring one into the atmosphere of smara. Smara, the plane of smara, which means the plane of erotic love. So within the women, because actually you can't have erotic love without a man and a woman. So you just have. You just have Radharani, you can't have erotic love, you have to have Radha and Krishna. So they're getting the kumkum Radharani, but they have to have Krishna also to experience the swara of Radha and Krishna. So these splendid women who experience the full body. I didn't know his ear was so quiet. I didn't see him, I didn't notice him. That's why you tell us for instance. He didn't know he's there. So they got the women got the Kumkum, which is connected to Radharani and Krishna both. So they got Yugal, brain. So they're very fortunate. So we pray to Plinda women. There's verses in Vrajavilastava and Savavali. I think there's a verse by Raghunath Das Goswami glorifying the Plinda women. Here the gopis of Vrindavan are glorifying the Aboriginal women. So we should never think that someone's not worthy of glorification. Everyone's worthy of glorification. Everyone in Vrindavan is special. There's a story of Jagannath Das Babaji was doing some bhajan in Vrindavan. One time he begged a roti from a bhangi. Bhangi means a street sweeper. He doesn't just sweep the streets, but he cleans the gutters. The gutter is all stool, animal stool, buffalo, cow stool, dog stool, human stool. It's called the gullies or gutters. And so the bungies, they bend over and they sweep those. So Jagannath Das Babaji baked the roti from bungie. And he ate the roti. And then the Vaishnava Samaj, they said this is not good behavior. So then they were disturbed. So that night they went to meet Jagannath Das Babaji. And they said, I was disturbed what you did. Yeah, you took a roti from a bhangi. Bhangi is considered very low class. And our tradition of the Six Goswamis, we have a Madhukari tradition. You're a Vairagi Sadhu. You're a Babaji, you're a Vairagi Sadhu. You're a Siddha Jagannath Das. You're a famous Siddha saint. And what kind of behavior is this? Because the standard of Madhukari standard is only take rotis from Brahmin's hands. You don't take rotis from anybody else but a Brahmin. So how could you do this? So he said, what is the most worshipable thing for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas? He said, Brajaraj. He said, Yamuna, Giriraj, and Brajaraj. These three things you give praying. A Drava Yamuna, a Darshan Giriraj, or a particle of dust. Vrindavan may Kankam boy, Shri Radha Radha. Kankam means a particle of dust. Kankam means very small particle of dust can give love for Krishna. So we worship the dust of Vrindavan, Giri Govardhana, Yamuna Maya, the water of Yamuna. And all these three things are here during Krishna's time and are still here today in Kali Yuga. And they're all speaking of pain. So these bungies, they live in this dust. They're sweeping this dust day and night. They're sweeping this dust. They're being bathed and breathing this dust. This dust is inside their lungs, inside their belly, inside their hair, inside their eyelashes. They're covered head to toe with this dust. There's no more pure person on this planet than a bungie. So I want to get the mercy of these bungies so I can get the mercy of Radha Krishna. So all the Vaishnavas approve this explanation and clap their hands. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. So this means that even a so-called lowly person, Vrindavan, is very exalted and high. This is what verse 17 of chapter 21 teaches us. That the Palinda women, the Aboriginal Shavara tribal jungle women of Vrindavan, are great pure devotees of Radha Krishna. They're absorbed in worshipping Swara Murtiman, Sri Krishna, and Radharani. So we should pray to everyone in Vrindavan, respect everyone. We always have juices, if you were in Delhi, always buy fruit juices and mixed juices to give to the kids. And the bungies always ask us for cookies and sweets and juices, so we're always giving them. So whenever we do parikrama, they see me, I'm frequently, say, right, they make a note to pay attention to me and give me right, say hello. So we want to get the favor of everyone, every Vrishvasi, by treating them nicely, respectfully. Giving them prasadam, giving them money if we can, if they ask. So it's a nice lesson today in Vedanti, how the Gopis appreciate the cloud. The Gopis are the best Vrishvasis. They are the best appreciated. The Gopis wrote the original Appreciating Vrindavan book. So the book written by one Swami called Appreciating Vrindavan. But the real Appreciating Vrindavan book was written by the Gopis. It's called Vayogi. So we're in class now. And Baba is on stage now. So nobody can compare to him. Jai, Jai!
Hey.